Okay, today we're holding on the Perek Shvi, Halacha Dalet. Ksuvos Yerushalmi, we're on Mem Dalet on the Dalet. Hamadir et ishto shelo telech lebeit aviya, bizman sheheini mabit yir, so chodesh achad yikayim, shnayim yotzi mitem ktuba. Bizman shein bir acheret, regel achad yikayim, shnayim yotzi mitem ktuba. Omer Rebbe Zera, tamid tanan, we have a brayta that says like this: Hidira shelo tirchatzi b'merchatz. And again, it's talking about she made the neder and he was making the neder for her. So bikrachim, if you're in a large city where they have public bathhouses and people generally would go once a week to such a bathhouse, shel shabbat echad, for 1 week you can be mekayimer. More than that, tziotzi v'tein k'tuvah. Bakfarim, where over there they don't have merchatzaot, so they wash less often. Shtei Shabbatot. So 2 weeks worth of rechitza she can live with. More than that, no. Shalotin alim min al. So, too, if he was mekayim and neder that she wouldn't wear shoes. Girsa is. Bikvarim, where the derech is not always to walk in shoes. So then shlosha yamim. And it's okay up till 3 days. But bikrachim, where the derech is to always walk in a big city, you always walk around in shoes. In those days, made light. So if he gives Mekayim a neder more than one 24-hour period, so then he has to be mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says in the Mishnah, which is talking about the neder shelot telech lebeit aviya regel achad, is talking about the regel redufim. Ezel, Yerusha would be Ezel, regel redufim, Amar Yerusha, Rabbi Bones, the regel rishon. Regal Rishon is she's redufa lebeit aviya. The derech is to run home in order to show reshevach, as Avinoy said, lebeit aviya. Amid beis hamadir tishto shelot elech lebeit av or lebeit amishto yotzivi tein k'tuva mishno el defania. V'im ayat oed b'shul davar acher rashai im amar alive shetomri leploni mashamarti lach. Oh, shtim memala umara la ashpot yotzivi tein k'tuva. He didn't allow her now to go out and to lend a sift or a sieve. And that's immediately. People will think that she's just a terrible person who doesn't want to lend things out. They're not going to believe her that it's him and so on. And therefore she doesn't have to live with that at all. And she herself makes this neder. He can be megarsha without a ktuva. The opposite, but she he, as we had in the Bavli, shehi misiyato shem rabbi shchina. People will think that it's because her husband is a horrible man. That's why she's not lending up. We need to clear up some space on this. So they'll be choshed him. He dirash lo telech lebeit av lo lebeit hamishteh. This is continuing in the Brais. It's not a reference to our Mishnah. Yotzi v'yitein k'tuva. Shelamachar meita mutal lefanea ve'in birya mashgachat aleha. V'chein hi shenadra shelo telech lebeit av lo lebeit hamishteh. Teitze shelo betuva. Shelamachar meito mutal lefanea ve'in birya mashgachat alav. Even if she does it, nobody is going to help out when he dies. Because nobody was going to come to be Menachem, not when he died, but when his relative dies, no one's going to come to be Menachem him, because they believe that he's the kind of guy whose wife was told she's not allowed to leave the house to be Menachem. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva Rabo. This is the meaning. Tov lo lechet al beit avel, mi lechet al beit amishteva, asher usuf kal adam achai yiten alibo. What does this achai yiten alibo mean? I mean, he says it. Asher husof kol adam. So what do you have to be yitain et libo? If you're saying, the moment you say the words, Asher husof kol adam, doesn't that mean to you that it's good for a person to be aware of the end of all flesh, right? So why do you say, and achai yitain et libo? That is what you just said. You don't have to beat it into our heads. Therefore, we're being medayik. Achai yitain et libo is a pshat. That the tzorche hamet is the lashon of the Bavli. Ela avad yavdun, the chai should be considering how he should be responding to avilut of others, in order that he will be taken care of in his own need. The Safar, he should be Safed the Yispedun, so that people, when he dies, should be Safed. Kvor, you bury others, the Kvorun, so that you yourself should be buried. Levaya the Elavun, you go to Levaya because you want people to be Malava your own Levaya. Imayato in, says the Mishnah, Mishum Davar Acher Ashai. What is that Davar Acher? Mishum Shemra. That there's bad people there that she doesn't want her, he doesn't want his wife hanging around with such people. Omar la menach tamili shploni mashamarti li biyachid or mashamarti li amarti lach biyachid. What he's talking about over here is what the Bavli calls dvarim shel kalon, things that were intimate things between us, which are she's embarrassed. She doesn't want people to hear what he had to say to her. She had to say to him. Or shetahe, in the next case of the Mishnah, umala umala umarala ashpot yotziv yitin ktuva. So Taman Amrinan, in the Bavli it says what that means is kegon maaseh erva onan, that what he wants is that she should get rid of his semen, that it shouldn't be. So tamalei, let's fill your womb with my zera, and then go ahead and spill it out. Make sure that you don't get pregnant. Rabbanan da hacha, but over here in Eretz Yisrael, what they say is that it means dvorim shabbatala, fill up. Like we had in the Bavli, also fill up water and pour it out and let people think that you're a mad woman. So that because of that, not because of a taina that she wants to have children, no, she's not mitzvah in Biri of Arivia, but because of that, she can say, I gotta get out of this. I can't be looked at as a mad woman.